The new year, just days away, and that means lots of promises and resolutions. But how successful will you be at keeping those promises to lose weight and live a generally healthier life? Earlier, I talked about it with Denise Foley. She's executive editor at Prevention Magazine.
You write down that you would like to lose 30 pounds, and then 2 weeks later, when you haven't lost 30 pounds, you become very discouraged. Got to kind of break those New Year's resolutions down into kind of manageable bits, things that you can actually do, and give yourself some opportunities for success. So, you know, you may not want to say, I want to lose 30 pounds, even though that's in the back of your mind. What you may want to say is, I want to feel better this week. What kind of things can I do to feel better this week? And that's just a small way that you can kind of get into it. You can make a couple of little changes in your diet, for example, that may mean you're going to lose weight that week. You'll feel better and you'll have something to show for it.
Well, I like this diet idea that you folks at Prevention have come up with. Eat more. Now, of course, that's eat more of the right foods, but still.
That's right. Actually, we came up with what we called our detox plan, wonderful for those of us who overindulged on the holidays, where you eat a lot of brightly colored fruits and vegetables because the colors of fruits and vegetables actually reflect some kind of a phytochemical or a plant chemical that's good for you. And then what happens is the antioxidants in those brightly colored fruits and vegetables, and believe me, if you eat those things, you're really not going to have any room for the leftover Christmas cookies. They actually activate liver enzymes that knock out harmful substances, and they make them water-soluble so your body can get rid of them. So things like spinach or kale or cranberry, they're very, very high in antioxidants. So make that some of the fruits and vegetables that you have this week. Don't forget whole grains and beans, also really, really good. And if you're going to have meat, make sure it's lean meat.
Denise, you touched on this ever so briefly in your opening remarks. Stop trying to lose weight is another piece of advice. In other words, if you're going to work out for the enjoyment. Don't have a certain number of pounds. I've got to lose 30 or I've got to lose 40. Just do it because it's fun and it's nice to move around.
That's another resolution that we make that kind of goes by the wayside. I know anybody who belongs to a gym knows that in January you can't even get on a machine, but if you wait for a few weeks, it'll be fine because everybody gives up because they're trying to get there really, really fast. And it's not going to work that way. One of the things that we suggest, which I think is fantastic, and this came from our fitness editor, is that you sign up for like a half marathon, or if you're not really very experienced at this, maybe a 5K or a 3K, and train for that. That is, I only have to train until the event itself, and when the event is over, I'm done. There you have a very limited amount of time. You have an end game that you can actually reach. And the interesting thing is that when you do something like that, you're going to find out that you're going to lose weight because you can't train for those things and not lose weight.
I was joking about how you're allowing us to eat more in the new year. You're also encouraging us to get some more sleep, spend some more time in bed. Most people say get out of that bed and get moving around, but sleep is critically important.
It's very, very important, and it'll help you with that number one thing on your resolution list, which is losing weight, because what in the last about 10 years, I think, the science community has found a link between our epidemic of sleep deprivation and the rise in obesity. And it's not just that when you don't get enough sleep, you eat more, which is absolutely true, but it actually changes your body chemistry. And so you want to make sure that you get a minimum of 7 hours of sleep a night. I know that for many people that just seems like an incredible challenge, but if you can't do that kind of thing, make sure that you create a sleep routine just the way you do for your children. Lights out at a certain point, put down that Kindle or Nook, turn off the TV, kind of wind down and then get into bed. And what happens is that your natural circadian rhythms will kick in and you will feel much better about the whole thing because you're not going to be tossing and turning.
Can we finish with some ideas about trying to be overall a little or a lot more happy in 2013? You know, you can't just tell yourself, snap out of it, change your attitude. This kind of thing, I think, happens gradually.
It does, and I just read a study today that found that people who make small changes in their diet are more likely to lose weight. Well, making a few small changes in the way you think and the way you act can really help lift your spirit, give yourself a soul boost, if you will. And some of the things that we found when we talked to a lot of experts is that unplugging every once in a while. I declared over the holidays, I declared my house a no-text zone.
I bet you were very popular as a result of that.
Well, I didn't care. And because I found that I think that people ought to be present in the moment. And if the moment is in my house, I get to say. But that those kinds of things, people who actually kind of put down all the electronic devices actually are less stressed and they're more productive and they have healthier heart rates, which tells you something about those things. Just try it for a couple of days. Even though I know it's wintertime, try to get outside a little bit, because there are a lot of studies that show that when you're in nature, it can reduce your stress, it lowers your blood pressure, and even if you're not feeling well, it actually helps you get healthier faster.
That is Denise Foley, executive editor at Prevention Magazine.